Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
After dropping a game yesterday on, I guess that was Tuesday night, to the Rangers, the Astros bounced back and got a W versus the Rangers today, and it was a close game. We'll have to talk about how close it was, and basically one swing of the bat really won the game. And we have some great news in the injury front in terms of the starting rotation. Not super great, so don't get super excited, but just something that we're going to talk about on tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Remember to get Locked On Astros podcasting on your favorite app, whether it's Himalaya, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Just make sure you tune into Locked On Astros every day.
Today's show is brought to you by RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. No longer do you have to worry about going to a chain store and them charging you a higher price than they would charge a professional mechanic. Like do-it-yourselfers like myself and Eric, you can simply search your make, your model, the part you need. Go to the remarkably easily navigated website. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle. Choose the brands, the specifications, and the prices you prefer. Best of all, Rock Auto's prices are always reliably low. 30, 50, sometimes 100% less than what you would get in the store. Why spend twice as much when you can get the same parts for a low price? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
If you're wondering who that voice is, that is Brett. He's come out of his semi-retirement for this week, and we watched the game together for a little bit. Our sons were playing VR, so he's like, I'm going to come watch the game with you for a little bit, and we'll go and do a talk show after this. So anyway, at least we have something good to talk about. I was so tired last night when I did podcast after that game, after they lost with a balk and then the two errors. It was just like, why? But today's game was, it felt like, even though it was a close game, it felt like the Astros were in control the whole time. Christian Javier went deeper than he's ever gone into a game as a big leaguer. 6 2/3 innings. And I love the way that after the first out, Dusty Baker came out and said, hey, look, kid, I think you're done. And Javier and Maldonado said, no, I think I could go a little bit longer. So he didn't have a lot of strikeouts today, but that's okay. He was pitching for contact, and I remember one pitch, even though he ended up walking Elvis Andrus, this one pitch just broke right all the way from out of the strike zone into the strike zone, and even Elvis Andrus was like, what the heck did I just see? And he looked back at Maldonado and said, what was that? And I think you're saying that was the invisible.
Yeah, that was the invisible. I actually wrote about that a few weeks ago. He does have the stuff. And we were talking about this during the game where, you know, he has a live arm. And so what that really means is that that ball's coming in hot. And if he puts that ball over the plate in the wrong position, you can take that ball for a ride. He did throw 93 pitches. That is his career high pitch count in a game. That's impressive. Something really cool that was tweeted out by Jake Kaplan of The Athletic. He said that Christian Javier continues to generate weak contact with his fastball slider combo. His 167 BABIP against it is the lowest among qualified MLB starters this season. You know, Eric, it's been very, very reassuring for the future of the Astros to see these young pitchers come out here and do things. Have they had hiccups? Yes. Have they struggled here and there? They have. But for the most part, guys like Christian Javier, guys like, you know,
Brandon Belak before his last three starts.
Miley spill. And then Anoli Paredes, you know, that guy just comes in and continues to wow. And hey, guess what? My guy, Brooks Raley, he got another hold tonight.
Yeah, and he was actually about to come into game, and then Dusty Baker said, nah, never mind, kind of again.
Yeah, Brooks is like, I think someone's daring him. Hey, I dare to go out there right now. Hey, go out, how about now? And so I don't know. Like, I just know that that shows an eagerness on his part. But like you said, this game, I didn't really realize it till the end, literally came down to one swing, and that was it. I mean, one swing changed the game. That's why we love baseball. It's a total team effort, and it just takes a spark to get a fire started. And that's what we needed from Michael Brantley. Eric, did you know that his last three at-bats, he has six RBIs? He has two home runs and an RBI single in his last three at-bats. So he's hot right now.
Yeah, he's definitely swinging the big bat, and especially with Jose Altuve kind of not slumping. I know he's been doing better, but you had a lot of offers today, and especially the young Kyle Tucker. I mean, it seems like he's reverting back to form. But no, you're going to have offer days. But I don't know if y'all are like me. I have a confession, and even Brett can attest to this. When the ninth inning came and the Astros were up 2-1 still, they didn't score any runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, I was like, okay, who's coming in to screw up today? Because yesterday was an epic disaster. But Presley got the job done.
Yeah, Presley did. And you actually joked during the game. You said, hey, your friend's coming in the game. And I thought you meant be a genie. I about jumped out of the chair, and I was like, please don't let – he said, no, it's Brooks Raley, your boy. I said, I felt kind of bad, like, bagging on Biagini. There's no way Biagini's going to see the light of day.
Not a game this close, yeah.
No, not a game. It's got to be, like, 21-1.
Okay, speaking of this is the first time I've talked to you since the trade deadline. I know we kind of talked about it off air, but how do you feel about James Click not getting off his butt and going and make a trade for the 2020 World Series and the 27 games left of the season? What do you think about them standing pat? And we do have something to talk about the rotation, which could be epic good news. Hopefully not that JV epic, but some epic big news.
Well, I think personally that the Astros standing pat was what they needed to do. The key in your question was for 27 games, and we don't know how all this stuff going on is going to affect 2021. We don't know who we could get. My question is to all these people out here trying to pick fights on Twitter. I'm not going to name any names, but some local radio host trying to get Astros fans riled up and saying all this stuff. It's like, hey, here's the deal. The Astros, they stood pat because they have what they need. Eric, there's no need to go out and break the bank. I mean, who are you going to trade? All of your prospects are playing right now. Your prospect pool is depleted.
Christian Javier.
Yeah, why would you trade that guy? Yeah, give him to someone else and let him have a Hall of Fame career.
Whoa. It's a little soon for that.
Well, I'm just saying. But this guy's got this stuff, okay? But here's the thing. You have got to realize that in a time where you need a one-place shop to go for your job and you are looking for the best people, James Click is not going to go to the trade market. He's going to go to Indeed.com. Why? Because it's the number one job site in the world, because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Hey, maybe James Click should have gone to Indeed. Maybe they've got some pitchers waiting to get signed up that are in the KBO.
No.
Okay, unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. That's why it's called Indeed. So you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your business decisions easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in the hire. So right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out for the free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. Now, you may be over with and done with hiring those people. You got everybody in there. Indeed hooked you up. But now you're hungry. You're sitting at home. You're like, it's 4 p.m. You need a glass of wine. You need some sushi. You may even...
A Subway.
You may even need a Subway or a breakfast burrito. You can have a breakfast burrito at 4 p.m. This is Texas. We eat breakfast tacos 24/7. So you want someone to go to Buc-ee's for you? Call Postmates. They can go. Anything you crave, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. They offer delivery from all restaurants, grocery stores, convenience stores, traditional retailers, anything you want. Postmate it. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No more trips to the store. You don't have to wear a mask. So that's what you do. Download the app for iOS, for Android for free. Browse the local restaurants, businesses, and track your delivery in real time. You can see, hey, look, he's turning left on L Street. He's almost down. He's almost on the way. L Street leads to Dodger Stadium, by the way. So for a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for the first 7 days. So to start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's the code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON.
All right, so I kind of teased you earlier, and it's not official yet, but Jose Urquidy is going to throw a bullpen sometime either tomorrow or maybe Friday or something like that. But with a doubleheader on Saturday, they're going to go ahead and maybe have Jose Urquidy start a game. So this will be the first time that it'll be, of course, his 2020 debut. I don't think he's going to go deep into the game. Brandon Bielak could possibly be the bulk guy. You can have Urquidy maybe pitch 2 innings, maybe 3 innings. I really don't know anything about him, how much his pitch count is built up, but this shows something. The fact that they want Urquidy in the rotation. I know Bielak had his moments, and I'm not saying he's done. I think that he just ran into the Padres, and the Padres team is pretty darn good. And so I think that they want Urquidy in the rotation, not only for the rest of the season, but I think for the playoffs. We saw last year in the World Series that he is a big game pitcher. He may have only pitched 5 innings in that game, but he was still pretty darn good.
Yeah, definitely. Jose Urquidy, I think everybody's been wanting to see him. I know I was kind of picking him to have a breakout year, to be one of those guys that would be one of the top guys in the rotation. And like you said, as reported earlier by Chandler Rome, he said that he has penciled in to start one of the games Saturday. So he could be in almost like one of your bullpen games where he throws a couple innings. Who knows? If he's feeling good, I mean, this is the Angels. It's not the A's, right? So the Angels, we're not really worried about them. I know they got Mike Trout. I know they have Rendon. But, I mean, who else do they really have that can really hit the ball, because they are a pretty terrible baseball team? It's so sad, dude. I'm sorry. Like, I feel for Mike Trout. Can he just come to the Astros and be on our team? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we could help that guy get to the World Series. But Jose Urquidy is definitely, that is a much anticipated, that is really, really good news. So my question to you is this, Eric. If Urquidy comes in and looks good, do you let him go more than 2 innings, or do you pull him no matter what his pitch count is?
I don't know exactly how many games. I estimated 27, but if you divide that by 5, that would mean he has 5 starts before the playoffs. So with that being said, I think that they'll probably have him go 2 to 3 innings or have a pitch count, because Just because you say he's going to go 2 to 3 innings, he could reach that pitch count in the first inning if he struggles a little bit with his command. So I think they're going to have a pitch limit, not really innings limit, and they're going to probably stick to it because we still don't entirely know what happened to him, but he is coming back to rotation, and this is probably a big, big thing. But also, we did find out that the Astros, remember that game that was canceled between the A's and the Astros because of the A's player testing positive for COVID?
Yes.
Well, they're going to play a doubleheader on Tuesday, and the first game is going to start at 5:10. So a doubleheader is starting at 5:10. I know it's only 7 innings, but that's going to be a very, very late night.
We're going to feel like Astros France or Astros UK, where we're watching a game at 4 in the morning just to watch the wrap of the game. We may have to do one of those 5:30 a.m. shows or something like that. Yeah, you know, a doubleheader, but you know what that means, Eric? That means more than likely we are going to face Mike Fiers in one of those games. I am so ready for that. If that's the second game of the doubleheader, I'm watching the entire game.
Yeah, there's going to be so much barking on both sides, and this is going to be, like, there's going to be stare downs. You're going to see Carlos Correa staring down Fiers, and Jose Altuve being like, man, I trusted you, man, and you hurt me, man. Why did you do this to me, man?
Hey, I just hope that Mike Fiers stays off of TikTok that day. That would be a good thing. Anyways, so talking about pitchers, you know, Mike Fiers is definitely not one of the great pitchers of all time. But speaking of pitchers of all time, we just want to send a message to Tom Seaver's family. And just we want to say rest in peace to you, Tom Seaver, one of the greatest pitchers of all times, passed away today at the age of 75. This guy was a force to be reckoned with. He is up there, one of the greats. He is up there. I mean, when you think of Tom Seaver, you think of Nolan Ryan back in the day. You think of Randy Johnson. You think of Brett Rylevin. You think of all these different pitchers that came through, and he accomplished so much. He had 311 wins. He recorded
286 ERA.
Okay, he had a 286 ERA, and he had 3,640 strikeouts. This guy was phenomenal. And although I got to see him pitch later in his career, he was something else to watch. The guy pitched for 20 seasons, and so he dies at the age of 75. You hate to see someone like this, one of the best pitchers in the game to ever play. But, you know, definitely a class act, and we definitely tip our cap to him and his family.
Rob Manfred says that Tom was a gentleman who represented the best of our national pastime. He was synonymous with the New York Mets and their unforgettable 1969 season. After their improbable World Series championship, Tom became a household name to baseball fans, a responsibility he carried with distinction throughout his life. So that was some pretty... I know we don't like Rob Manfred, but that's pretty good.
But yeah, that's completely appropriate. I mean, you know, as much of a villain as the commissioner of baseball is, times like this, you have to recognize that words like that are always well taken. I think people from all generations are going to be able to look back on his legacy, look back on the hard work and the grit that this man had throughout his career. And yeah, that, I mean, the Miracle Mets of 69, I believe Nolan Ryan was on that team as well. You know, Nolan Ryan, when he came up with the Mets, you know, when he first came up, Eric, he actually got sent back down because he had an ERA of like 27. And then he came back up and he was with the Mets in 1969. That was an amazing team. That team had some great talent.
Speaking of the Mets, I guess this kind of is a good way to kind of segue into the New York Yankees talk. And Aroldis Chapman was suspended for throwing at 101 mile per hour fastball at somebody's head. And I think he appealed it, and everybody's saying there's no intention, and he just lost control. Okay, but the main thing I've been kind of, ooh, yeah, I just saw it. That's pretty nasty. And the way he kind of walks towards home plate, he's like, what's up? What's up? But I've been kind of teasing this on the podcast for the last few days, but there's been a lot of talk in New York about Gerrit Cole. He's not the same pitcher he was in 2019. And John Boy, I watched this. I saw this little clip, and there's a lady came on. I forgot what her name was, but she came on, and she basically said, well, this is what he's different, doing differently this year. This is what's down. This is what's up. This is what's better. And so she said that he's still a good pitcher, but he's just not what he was in 2019.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have Maldonado. A, he doesn't have Brent Strom. B, he doesn't have the Astros 2019 offense. C, supporting him. I mean, the other day he had 11 strikeouts and they lost like 6-4 or something. I don't even follow what the Yankees score on the field. Gerrit Cole isn't pitching horribly. Yes, he's given up a ton of home runs, but it's so funny to see how fickle people really are when it comes to their fandom, because the Yankees fans. I don't think intelligible Yankees fans think this, but there are Yankees takes out there that are like, he's horrible. He was a waste of money. I think someone recently just had a report. Did they overpay for Gerrit Cole? You know, the whole meme going across where it says the Yankees thought they got this Gerrit Cole and he's in the Astros uniform screaming. Then when they really got this Gerrit Cole, like in his Pittsburgh Pirates uniform. Yeah. And one Yankees fan pointed out to me, he's like, but he likes Gary Sanchez. And I'm like, liking Gary Sanchez and Martin Maldonado actually helping you be successful are two different things. You can like somebody, but do they really help you? And that's the difference. That is the difference. And I tweeted out something. I'm not 100% accurate what the offer was, but I've heard rumors that the Yankees had offered Maldonado a contract and he turned it down to stay in Houston. I don't know if that's true or not, but I hear people believe that that's a case. I mean, he didn't take much. He's only got like a 2-year, $7 million deal. They could have offered him $6 million a year for 2 years just to catch Gerrit Cole, which they didn't. And the bottom line is this. He's a Yankee now, Eric. We have the Astros in 2020 trying to win a World Series in a shortened season, in an odd season. And I really think that going back to the standing pat, I think they have enough to go out there and win. I don't care if JV comes back or not. I still think the Astros have enough to at least make it to the World Series. The real question is, and I know Astros fans are going to hate me saying this, but the Dodgers are far and above the best team in the major leagues this year. Their run differential is still out of this world.
But Kershaw in the playoffs. Just saying.
Yeah, but he's one pitcher. But if they're outscoring people by 65, 67 runs, Kershaw can have a bad game. He can have a bad couple innings because they're going to bash three or four home runs. That's the thing. The Astros are back at plus 23. You look at third place Seattle, Eric, they are minus 43 runs. The Rangers, who beat us the night before, minus 58 runs. Now, guess who is the leader in the American League? The Tampa Bay Rays.
Who beat the Yankees tonight, by the way.
That's right. The Tampa Bay Rays are 26-12. They've become the front runners. Cleveland's actually outscored them in run differential, and Cleveland's playing phenomenal. But I'm more worried about the Rays than I am worried about any other team in the American League against the Houston Astros.
Yeah, the Astros did play them well in the playoffs last year, but the Rays just didn't have the pitching healthy at the time, and if that rotation is healthy, I think that could be a big difference. But I want to just kind of just say a memorial for the Mariners, the Rangers, and the Angels season. It's over. They're not making playoffs.
They're not. Come on, Eric. The Mariners have 15 games. They're only 8.5 out of first place.
Yeah, but there's just not enough time. And the Astros, with their position, even if they finish 30-30, they still have a chance to basically, they're going to go to the playoffs. So just getting to the playoffs, I think, for this team is going to be enough. And I would love for them to catch the A's, but do you think Mike Minor will do anything to the A's to make them better, or do you think...
I don't know. I mean, the A's, where they have been successful is with their pitching. I mean, we do know that they know how to mash, but their pitching has held their opponents. I mean, the Astros have only beat them in one, or they beat them in those two games. The other games, they've been swept. And so, if Mike Minor has marginal success with them, and you know, does, I mean, what was he this year? So in 2020, he doesn't have a single
win. He's
not
the same. Yeah, he's 0-5 with a 5.60 ERA.
But he's also with the Rangers. He's not pitching with the Oakland A's.
And he's pitching at Home Depot. So how would you get motivated to pitch down the wood aisle?
Or exactly. Or a gas grill when your stadium looks like it is a tough shed warehouse. So,
well, all I know is that today is a great day. You know why? Because it is Zach Greinke Day. It's time to watch Zach Greinke shine. And then Lance McCullers will pitch on Friday. Then we get to see Jose Urquidy on Saturday make his MLB debut. No, not MLB. 2020 debut.
Dude, it's been one of those years, right?
Yes.
Like, everybody's making their MLB debut today. Yeah. Mike Trout is a rookie. Mike Trout has been traded to the Marlins. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I hope Zach Greinke throws an Ephus pitch. I hope he strikes out Joey Gallo. I hope he sits on the grass. I hope the grounds crew has to repair the mound and we can piss off some more opposing teams' fans.
That was epic. That I really wish I could watch that game because I was having cable issues at that time. And I would have laughed. I would have, because I love when Zach Greinke does quirky stuff like
that. Yeah, well, I mean, he sat there and, like I said on the podcast, whenever we spoke about it, I was like, I get on to my kids in Little League. If they're like sitting on the base in between like pitchers or something, I'm like, we don't sit down. This
he's
is baseball.
Zach Greinke.
But
come
he's
on.
Zach Greinke.
You let him do what he does.
He was chilling, man. He is the man. Yes. Zach Greinke has really endeared himself to the city of Houston. And we have endeared ourselves to you, our fans. If you have any comments or questions or something you want to hear us talk about, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We love all the support we get. Why we do this is, number one, we love it. And number two, our fans are the best. So thank y'all so much for supporting us.
With that, we're going to end this podcast. It was a great game. I'm glad to see the Astros get another W, and let's keep them going. And Yankees, we're coming for you in the playoffs, and we're going to knock you out again. And that's all I have to say about that. Don't forget to check out my friend Sully over at the Locked On MLB podcast.